Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the delicious cuisine of Morocco, so we thought we would sail to the other end of the Mediterranean and visit Lebanon. While we here in Maryland are awash in fresh produce, it might pay to look at a culture that venerates vegetables and knows what to do with them. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of School of Cooking School, what can Beirut teach Baltimore?
Yeah, right? I didn't realize Lebanese cooking had its own sort of real true personality. I was introduced to it by Sammy and Hala down at Biblos in Federal Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the things on the menu are things you'd associate with almost any Mediterranean restaurant, you know, tabbouleh, hummus, baba ganoush.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have a very unique sort of way of looking at spices, they taste completely different than what you would associate
really?
With, yeah, sort of the traditional more Greek or true mm-hmm. Mediterranean versions. Just like every culture has a spice blend, you know, like we talked, Morocco has Ras el Hanout, you know, even New Orleans has Creole seasoning.
Right.
Lebanon has what they call seven spices. And they're based on, it's a lovely mixture, and they kind of use it, you know, all over the place in every dish. But it's the things you might expect. You know, there's black pepper, cumin, paprika, coriander, cloves, nutmeg, cinnamon, and cardamom.
That's more than seven.
I know. Just like there's more than five spices in Chinese, five spice.
Right.
The numbers are prime numbers, and they have sort of more religious meaning than
it's
physical.
Mystic.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. But it's a very warming group of spices.
Mm-hmm.
Think about a lot of them you almost would think of as baking spices.
Yeah.
Sort of that warming, like gingerbread
mm-hmm.
or spice cake feeling.
Right.
And that kind of really translates into the food in Lebanon. And so, for instance, in hummus, one of the things is they don't use sesame at all. So there's no tahini.
Mm-hmm.
And the hummus is smoothed out with seven spices and yogurt. And so it's a creamy, soft, very warm feeling version of this classic dish.
Mm-hmm.
Tabbouleh for them is really mostly vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cucumber, tomato, and a lot of parsley, and a little bit of this fine ground bulgur wheat that they make. And then again, some seven spices. But you'll see that a lot of these dishes are lighter in style.
Mm-hmm.
They use meat very sparingly, except for in the kebab dishes, but you'll see it pop up as small amounts of ground meat in great dishes like sliced eggplant that's been roasted with tomato and a small amount of ground beef, say. And those types of things, I think, make the cooking very unique in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Now, they used to talk about Beirut as being the Paris of the Mediterranean. Do you think there's any connections with French cuisine?
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's a ton of influence all over Lebanon. Certainly, the French have big influence, and that's especially, I think, you'll see in the lamb dishes that they do. You'll notice that they're very, very different than, say, Greek lamb,
mm-hmm.
which has a lot of, say, mint, rosemary, and lemon.
Right.
These kind of back off a lot of that and rely more on this sort of seven spice mix to give it more of a warming flavor.
I tell you, the presence of clove in that really,
yeah.
I think, tells it all.
Yeah, it's a great spice, one that we rarely use except for desserts in this
that's
country.
That's right. Yeah. But when you work it in with the cinnamon and
mm-hmm.
the nutmeg, I can see exactly what you mean about this warming things up and just making it delicious.
Yeah.
Can we put some recipes on the website?
We have a bunch, you know, that we'll put on there. And like I said, this food is fun to make and simple in a lot of ways, but really filling.
Oh, I got to try it.
Yeah.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.